Hi there, just taking a look at your rhyme assignment real quick. So the rules of rhyme are that the stressed vowel needs to be identical, and everything after the stressed vowel to the end of the word or phrase has to be exactly the same in sound. The letters don't matter, all that matters is the sound. And something directly preceding the stressed vowel has to be different. If the thing directly preceding the stressed vowel isn't different, then that's what's called an identity. It's just repeating the same sound. For example, can't and ant do rhyme, but can't and can't don't rhyme, because something directly preceding the vowel is identical. And that's called an identity. Something directly preceding the stressed vowel has to be different in some way, or a lack of in some way. So those are the rules, and that applies whether it's a single, double, or triple rhyme. The single only refers to the number of syllables. So in a single rhyme, in a single rhyme, it would be on the last syllable of the word or phrase. That's where the stress would occur. So meld and weld do indeed rhyme, because eld and eld are identical, and ma and wa are different. So therefore, meld, weld, sing, ring, claim, main, teach, reach, keep, seat, rich, nish, niche, sat, fat, limp, wimp, red, bad, keel, real. Some people say niche, but a lot of people say niche. So rich and niche do rhyme. In terms of double rhyme, you're just looking for that stress to be in the second to last syllable. So person and worsen rhyme because urson and urson are the same, and put and what are different. Single, pringle, lighter, fighter, feline, beeline, scarlet, harlot, missing, pissing, wrinkle, sprinkle, closet, posit, bleeding, feeding, paper, caper. And your triple rhyme, what you're looking for is that stress to be on the third to last syllable. So in terms of pinnacle and cynical, inical and inical are the same, but put and s are different. So therefore, pinnacle and cynical do rhyme. Calibrate, celebrate. However, calibrate and celebrate do not rhyme, because at and eh are different. It has to be identical. Mystery, history, sampling, trampling, nerdily, wordily, thievery, scenery. Thievery and scenery don't rhyme because v and n are different. Thievery would rhyme with grievery or breavery, but doesn't rhyme with scenery. Italian and rallying. Italian, rallying. Okay, racing wine, pacing wine, canister, banister, breaking up, shaking up. Okay, I would caution breaking up, shaking up, because sometimes when you say the phrase, you're breaking up, you put a stress on the up part. but there, I can envision a scenario where you'd say the phrase breaking up and you wouldn't stress the up part. But just be careful of things like that. Because you're going to shake something up. You're not going to shake something up. The word up does end up getting a stress typically in those phrases, breaking up and shaking up. You hear how I'm putting a stress on the word up? We were breaking up. We weren't breaking up. You see what I mean? So be careful of phrases. Because phrases have stresses too. Not just words, but phrases also do. A phrase like breaking up typically has a stress on the up part. And in a triple rhyme, the stress is intended to be on the third to last syllable, not on the last syllable like you have here. That doesn't apply really to racing wine and pacing wine, because you don't say the pacing wine, you say the pacing wine. But you do say breaking up, you don't say breaking up. I hope that makes sense. So yeah, calibrate and celebrate aren't rhymes. Thievery and scenery aren't rhymes. So I'd be careful. Remember that it's not just about the end sound of the word. The rhyme occurs at the stress vowel. And every and enery don't rhyme because the and n are different. Alibrate and elibrate don't rhyme because at and eh are different. I hope that makes sense to you. And keep an eye on things like breaking up, because it's breaking up, which would mean would make it not a rhyme if the up is stressed. It would make up and up an identity, not a rhyme, okay? I'm not gonna spend any time looking at your near rhyme or much time looking at your near rhyme. The definition to me of near rhyme is something that follows some of the rules of rhyme but ignores some of the other rules of rhyme. And you have syncopate and incubate and copate and cubate don't rhyme because the O and U are different sounds. In the same way that calibrate and celebrate don't rhyme. strategy, agilely, celebrate, elevate, uncle, rumple. Yeah, you blasphemy, catastrophe. You understand this near what near rhyme is here, and we're saunter, falter. Yeah, that's also near rhyme. You understand what near rhyme is. The only thing that the only thing I want to mention is we aren't intending to be using any near rhyme in this lab, so practicing it is probably a waste of our time. but I am using it as an opportunity to point out that calibrate and celebrate are near rhyme, as are thievery and scenery. Okay? All right. Thanks so much.